Well, hello everybody. It's Christmas Day, and what a wonderful time that no matter what religion, what your beliefs, it's a beautiful time to have love, to have joy, and to have peace. And that will bring us into a enlightened is space, and where we will see more of life and how wonderful it is. And so we're going to do a shorter session today, and we have Shell with us and Stephen. And so we just wanted to send out, first of all, our love to all of you, and Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, all kinds of good things going on. And with that, Shell, you want to start? And what did you get for Christmas this year?
Got some digital picture frames, and they are much cooler than they were 10 years ago.
Awesome.
So I got two of them, one from each two of my five kids each got me one. So I'm taking one to my office,
That's
and we've
great.
just been loading pictures on it. So it's called Frameo is the brand, Frameo, and you download the app right on your phone, and you can send the app code to your friends and family. So my sister's been uploading pictures on it. The kids have been uploading. I've been uploading,
Oh,
and they're,
wow.
yeah, they're so fun. The pictures come up, and you can dictate how long you want them to stay up for. So I think
Oh,
I
yeah.
have it for like 10 seconds, and
Yeah,
if the
yeah.
picture doesn't fit right on the frame, you can click on it right there and adjust it. They're so
And
cool.
that is great. And then you can download the pictures that you have that are on your phone. You can just download them into this app really easily.
Yes, it takes seconds. Yeah, and you can
Good.
put videos on there too.
Oh my gosh, that's
Yeah,
fantastic.
so I was at work yesterday and Joe heard my laugh. He was in the other room and he's like, "I know she's not here." And then he realized what it was.
That's great. Oh my goodness. Well, great. Yeah, and it's a good practice to be in front of, be exposed to the things that you like, that you love, that you enjoy. And so that's a great example on for your loved ones to have pictures of them. And it warms your heart, and that'll raise your vibration. And that then raises your point of attraction to everything you want without, you don't have to ask for it any. You've already asked for it before and asked for a long, happy, healthy, wealthy life. And so just to be exposed by good feeling thoughts, to ask for good feeling thoughts, to be exposed to wonderful things. And so nothing like pictures of your loved ones, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even uploaded pictures of some of my sky pictures that I've shared with you. Yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah, you have some beautiful, and you're in Michigan, is that right?
Yes, and it is 44 degrees today in Upper Michigan.
You are warmer than we are in Texas.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
Wow.
we went down to, we were warm yesterday on Christmas Eve day, and then man, last night it was real windy, and it was kind of funny. We had a white cloth plant cover that we put on one of our plants in the backyard, and we just moved to this home. We have this backyard, and I noticed a little thing, this protective cover, was wobbling a little because of the wind. And Jenny said, "Oh, no problem, it'll be fine." So a little bit later on, Jenny goes, "We have a whole fence around our backyard and the house, so nothing can get out, if you will." And so Jenny was out in front, and kind of protecting some other thing, getting some other things under the weather, and all of a sudden she sees like a ghost whipping by her. And what it was, somehow that white cloth thing got out of the backyard, over the fence, or over the house, and then flies back across the Jenny. And Jenny's looking at it, looks like a ghost. She goes, "Oh no, that's my plant cover." Oh, it was some. So yeah, we're like in the 30s right now. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so Shell has beautiful pictures of the and that's the other thing, to take pictures of like nature, and that just makes you feel good. We have this YouTube channel with Christmas songs that are like the song, but done by a symphony or whatever. And then it's this scene of this beautiful home that, and the doors, the windows are open. They're like sliding window doors are open, and it goes out to the snow falling. And, you know, it's just beautiful. And there's little fire, and the fire's making noise, you know, crackling and everything. And, you know, to be in that environment and just... and when you ask for, hey, I want to have things today that I want, that I enjoy, that I love, that makes me feel good. And then you'll start attracting all these wonderful things, such as the TV. And that's on my new 85-inch TV. So I love that. And it's a huge baby there. Yeah. So, well, great, Shell. Thank you. And Stephen, hey, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Holidays.
Yeah.
And how's everyone doing?
What do you get for Christmas?
Well, you know, I doing well after my heart attack, so I think a new lease on life is more than I could expect this year. So yeah. I'm very happy. I'm very happy and grateful for good health, right? And family.
Yeah.
And
yeah. What an answer. Yeah, what an answer. We all got life, you know. And I, by the way, I'm in my Christmas pajamas.
Love it. Love it. Do you have boots on, the shoes?
I'm not quite that there yet, but I'd love to. I wish I would have had them on there, but I do have matching bottoms. And actually, this matches Jenny's, but they didn't have any men's at all in there. So I have a women's like extra large, so that we're matching. But they're so comfortable. I went like, right. Oh, I want that material. And we tried another one. It wasn't very, you know, good. So, well, great, Stephen. So happy to.
Yeah, grateful. It's grateful. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, great. Well, super. Yeah, my Christmas, you know, just was, we can make every day Christmas, every day joyful. And again, doesn't matter what religion, what our beliefs are, that this is a time where we realize that we can really have it all. We can have whatever we want. And so I was able to be with my oldest son, my oldest and first daughter-in-law, my oldest grandson, who's 7, and my oldest granddaughter, who's like 3 and a half. No, maybe she's 4 now. And she's a stubborn little girl. And like, you know, she won't do things that you want her to. She, if you say, hey, could you get there? No, I'm not getting that. You know, she's just that way. And it's just cute as I'll get out. But I was leaving last night. It's what made my whole Christmas. I was leaving last night. And she looks up and she says in the sweetest, most angelic voice, Merry Christmas, Grandpa Hank. You know, and that's just what this is all about. This is about us loving each other and enjoying life. And we each have that ability to do so. And so again, this is we're going to just do a short little one today, but I wanted to do a meditation, unless either one of you have anything else that you want to share with us before we go into a meditation.
I'm just happy for all the people in my life and opportunities and just getting healthy is wonderful. You know, yeah. It feels really good.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, thank you. And to have a long, happy, healthy, and wealthy life. And if you'll just write that one down, that I want a long, happy, healthy, and wealthy life, that you'll just, it'll come to you. It's just these resistant thoughts that we have that oppose that, like, oh, my knee hurts or whatever. And I just did this move, and I could talk for probably hours about my aches, pains, you know, whatever. And I just don't think about it. And when you don't, you just rise above it. And right now, there are no pain. There is no pain. No aches. We can literally rise above everything and call it the way we want it and to get better. And to know that everything that happens, the pain, actually creates more health for us if we look at it that way. And so any contract, not enough money, that just look at, I love the idea about having more easy money. That's a great sentence too. I love the idea of having more easy money. and an easy life. And as we just flow into that, we'll be out.
Well, and one more thing on top of that, like little aches and pains are insignificant to being able to get over to what I've had. So life is good. You know, I'll stub my toe happily every day. Not a problem.
That's great. That's great. Beautiful. So what I wanted to do today, we're going to do a meditation. And so we're going to basically embrace there's four areas of consciousness. And it is love, joy, peace. And then that takes us to the highest level of consciousness, and that's enlightenment. And we can all go there, and we can all be there. And we're going to do that right now. And my wish for all of you is that this is your best birthday gift that you could ever have, is to be at one with God, with your higher power, with you, and experience love and joy and peace. And become enlightened. And so let's close our eyes now and just breathe in deeply. And release and just let go. Let God just relax, relax, relax. Breathe in. And breathe out and just be at ease, be comfortable, start feeling the presence of God and all that is. Breathe in and breathe out and just release anything unwanted, any resistant thoughts, release any stress, any pressure you have over anything, and let it go. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in love. And let go anything opposite of love. Breathe in joy. And release anything that is not joy in your life, in your mind, feelings, in your body. And now breathe in peace. And peace is upon you now. Peace is in your thoughts, in your feelings. Peace is in every cell of your body now. So relax, so at ease, so in love and joy and peace. And now just imagine that you sitting here in your chair, that just now start to go to the kingdom within you. So God isn't out there. God is in here. One easy way to do that is just go into your heart now, where your heart is, on your left side of your chest. Just go there. Breathe in. And go into your beautiful heart that beats love and health. It gives you sustainability and helps you to thrive in this life. It gives you life. It gives you love. And just flow into your heart now. Feel how warm it is. How in love you are. as every beat of your heart is, so every thought is now filled with love. Every feeling that you have is now pumping in love into your emotions. And love now pumps into every cell, every organ, every system in your body. It feels so good. And within your heart, not only is love, but the kingdom within you, here rests joy. Think now of laughter, of smiles, of happiness, of your heart singing. Oh, feels so good. You feel so good. Your mind is just filled with divine thoughts now. Your emotions are the place of that. More filled with joy than ever. But this is where all your power is in this very moment. And we get to choose the want it, the unwanted, the joy or not. And we choose joy now. And we now see joy in ourselves, in others, in all circumstances from the past, the present, and in the future. We see the fun, we see the playfulness, we see our inner child, all within us. Breathe deeply. And we now, within our heart, discover this amazing, beautiful peace. It's where we lay down in green pastures. It's where we lay next to still waters. So at peace. A peace that you now feel more serene, more relaxed, and more at ease than you have ever, ever felt. And peace now washes over your thoughts, over your feelings, into your body. Peace is within you now, and all is well. And as we embrace within us this love, this joy, this peace, we are raised up now into enlightenment, walking at one with God, the universe, and all the loving and wanted energies of the universe. Come to us now. We are enlightened magnets to all the love, to all the joy, to all the peace. And this is a special day where we are born again. When we were first born, we had no name, we had no story. But now we're born again with the name of the Enlightened One. And our story is about love and joy and peace. That's why this day is so special, because it gives us this opportunity to embrace Christ consciousness, the love consciousness, joy consciousness, the peace consciousness. And breathe in enlightenment. And all the positive energies of the universe flow in you now. And you are a magnet to all the things that you desire. And those things start with the love, with the joy, with the peace. They are now yours. Just take a minute now to be immersed in this enlightenment. See the light, the brightness of who you are. See the rainbow of the archangels circling around you, giving you all the answers and solutions and understanding that you require to have life the way that you want it. You're flying with your angels now. You're at one with God. You are enlightened. Breathe in. And give back to the magnificent creator that you are, to the God that is within you. And I invite you back now into the room. Just allow these beautiful thoughts flow to you now, these beautiful feelings, beautiful sensations flow to you this day and forevermore. I invite you back in your seat now and wiggle your feet, wiggle your hands. Put a smile on that beautiful face of yours and open up your eyes and welcome this beautiful day, this day of love and joy and peace. Amen. Woo! Well, I feel good. So good. So good. So before we sing, the joy is already singing, and you know that any other comments, thoughts?
Does enlightenment have a color?
Typically it's this white, and I know Archangel Gabriel is white, but when you're enlightened on that light, it's the light of God. So it's, you know, kind of a similar color, if you will. And again, for us to kind of make it more sensational, you know, have colors, have physical, because we are human beings, we're being, and but we are in these bodies. And so yeah, it's this beautiful white light. And so if you ask for enlightenment, and as you breathe deeply, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out for a minute, so that's six times, that and ask for the white light of God to come to you. Has to be enlightened. And that's literally all you have to do, and just know that it's done. Don't be looking for it, because then, you know, you think it's like that, it's with you. And then you'll have amazing experiences, thoughts, you know, relationships, conversation, all kinds of things will be with you then, because you'll be that magnet to attract that. Yeah, great question. So like when we were in that meditation, I was all white, you know, it was all just this bright enlightenment of whiteness, yeah. You know, like almost a crystal white, if you will, you know. And when I had these three near-death experiences, that's what you do. You go into the light there, and then it just feels so good. You know, it's the most comforting love. It's pure love. And we're in a pure state of allowing that. So all those that have transitioned back into the non-physical before us, that have walked before us, that they're actually all pure source energy now. And so you can call them in, your grandparents or whoever, whatever, and you can call them into your experience, and they'll be there. The only difference is that they're in a different place than you're used to having them, kind of like physically, whatever. But also, the only difference is they don't have any more resistance. Because they're this pure source energy, this love. And so, and what that means, my easiest example is my mother and I got along great when she was here physically. And she always complimented me and a little bit too much versus like my brothers. She would, in front of my brothers, compliment me and them. And, you know, I'm better looking and, you know, whatever. But she would always have something to criticize me about. And that was resistant thought. So I don't like the way your hair is. You know, do you really have to be wearing women's pajamas on a video? You know, whatever it might be. And now she doesn't have any resistance. So those comments aren't there anymore. So she's now just pure love. So yesterday when I was doing an hour and a half of yoga, with the chimes and all kinds of things, bowls, and it was just incredible that I always invite her in to do yoga with me. And so she's in my cells and I feel her. And then so I invite her in. And then afterwards, I thank her for being there, you know, and that being with me. And so now we have even a better relationship. And so, see, things just keep on getting better. People think, oh, this is terrible. There's nothing ever terrible. Okay. That everything is a blessing taking us to something better. It's just our little committee is judging and doesn't know what it's talking about. It's a drunken monkey. So it's judging us on, oh, you can't do this or you can't be this. And the fact is that that it's all beautiful. And when you start asking before it happens, if you will, before life happens, so in the morning doing the joy shop, so you get really intentional about how you want it to be in more general terms, not, gee, I win $1 million per se, you know, but that easy money comes to me. That's a more general way to do that. And then just love the easy money because there's plenty of everything. And as you continue to allow it in, you'll continue to do it. I found a penny at the car wash yesterday. I used to do my car wash too often. And then I went and got gas at a new place as we moved. And so we got in this new little gas, and I want to support local businesses. So I got gas there. They're a little bit more expensive, whatever. And they had little scratch-offs. And I went, oh, what fun, you know. And so I did a $10 scratch-off, and I won $100, you know. And then I'm just like, oh, it's so fun, you know. I just love that. So it's just that it, for us to, you know, be able to invite enlightenment. And to invite that white light in, and then you'll have it, Shel. Yeah. Beautiful. So you guys ready to sing?
Yep.
We like to
laugh. The two of us.
I'll sing with you on yours. So we'll be the trio, you know, we'll be the trio. I'll do the solo and then the trio. We like to laugh and have more fun.
We like to laugh and have more fun.
For we are the happy ones. Love is our divine right.
Love is our divine right.
The universe is our guiding light.
The universe is our guiding light.
Sound off the happy family.
Sound off the happy family.
Sound off the Master Harp family.
Sound
off the Master Harp family. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So happy holidays, everybody. Love you. Love you, Shell. Love you, Stephen. Love you, Master Art family. Love you, the world. And love Thank most you. Of all, me. And when you do, all will come to you.
Thank you, Dr. H.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.